welcome everyone to the Establishing a Community conference this year. And thank you to Brother Ali Lari and Brother Mehdi Shirazi for that beautiful recitation and translation of the Quran. Those are very enlightening verses that Brother Ali read, and very apropos to the topic that we will be taking up today. The topic of today's conference is establishing a community. And again, I just wanted to thank you all for making it out here, you know, so early on a Sunday in the middle of a holiday weekend. It's an act of devotion in and of itself. So what we have planned for you for the next few hours, we have in the morning, we'll have a welcome address by Sayyid Hussein Ali Nawab, followed by presentations that have been prepared by members of our own community, all dealing with different aspects of community, Islamic community, what that means for us, and how we can best embody God's, what God wants out of us in terms of creating an Islamic community. We have about 9 presentations, after which we will break for lunch and prayers, afternoon prayers. Then we'll reconvene for breakout sessions, during which the lessons that we, and ideas that we've heard in the morning will be discussed and fleshed out. And our goal with the breakout sessions in the afternoon is to develop resolutions on each of the topics that we have. Education, inter-community dialogue between our community and non-Muslim communities, and intra-community dialogue and development, which is development of our own community. After that, we will have the resolutions that have been produced by each of those breakout sessions presented, and then we will have our keynote address by Brother Mansoor Ansari on the topic of global, local, and historical approaches to establishing the community. So that will be the flow of the presentation today. So, you know, enough from me. I'd like to invite at this time Sayyid Hussein Ali Nawab to come and give the welcome address to our conference. He is the first Shia alum in residence for the community here in Atlanta, and has served us tremendously throughout this time here. We owe really all of this essentially to him. So please say hello.
Allah.
Assalamu alaikum. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين فاطر السماوات والأرضين ثم الصلاة على رسوله الكريم جد الحسن والحسين مولانا ومولف خلائنا بالقاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الغر الميامين المخجلين واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين وغاصب حقوقهم ومنكر فضائلهم من يومنا هذا إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه الحكيم وقوله الحق بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته. Recite Salawat, please.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Brother and sister, this is a really great opportunity and very admiring and welcoming situation for me to really see these youth. They are growing in this community, and they think about future and also think about betterment of our life. Because without helping each other, there is no chance of growth in our life. Because as if we talk in a like social terminology, we all know we are a social like human beings, and without helping of each other, there is no chance of success, and there is no chance of like easiness and betterment in our life. But how we make a good society? This is a very important question for me. I was thinking all night and thought, you see, whenever we think about a better outcome of our society, there is nothing we can bring from outside and put into our community and think we are successful. Whatever we make, we have to make inside us. You see, I give you a very simple and good example so you understand easily, because my normally speeches are very simple, so understandable for each and everyone. You see, like we have like the Ulama conference last time, and we were sitting, and some of you approached us and asked us, Maulana, you all 50 Maulana gathered from all different places, we need $1 million from you. Please get that $1 million, collect this $1 million and give to us. You see, we all have very like the limited sources. So there is no possibility for us to give you $1 million, right? Because we don't have that thing in our possession to give back to you, right? But in place of you, if you ask us, Maulana, you have 50 alims gathered here, we want like a really nice book on Aqaid. Can you make it? And we have in our like possession. We can all sit together, work hard, and give you the best thing for the community. So we can ask only thing we possess, right? So if we do not have a good like community or good faith or good like the morals, we cannot build a very solid and good community. But if you have like a very nice gathering of a big businessman, you can go and ask for that thing, whatever you are asking for from us. So when we ask something for our community, we have to think what they possess and whatever they can give to us. If they don't have, then we have to establish that thing. And we can find that thing, whatever we do not have. So that's the main thing. We have to think in our society what we are missing and how we get it. That's one important point. And that's the main thing. What we need for a good community come out from good people. And good people consider in eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if they have good faith. What is a good faith? That is the main thing. So there is a beautiful like hadith I got today from Hadith Uday, and it's really good for me to just address in the beginning. So when the Prophet was sitting, and when he was sitting, the Jibreel came to him and he brought a message for him. I say, وَجَاءَ جِبْرَيْلُ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَرْسَلَنِي بِهَدِيَّةٍ لَمْ يُؤْتِهَا أَحَدًا قَبْلَكَ. But he said, Jibreel said, Jibreel came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi
wasallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He said, Allah sent to me with a gift, and he has not given to anyone before you. And Prophet, what is the gift? Prophet said, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقُلْتُ مَا هِيَ. What is the gift? And Hazrat Jibreel said, قَالَ الصَّبْرُ. I brought the gift of sabr, of patience. So this first gift Prophet received from the Jibreel. And then Prophet said, no, what is that? That's only gift you brought for me? Say, well, أَحْسَنُ مِنْهُ. Do you have any better than that? Prophet and Jibreel said, yes, I have better than that. فَقَالَ مَا هُوَ. What is that? And he said, فَقَالَ الْقَنَاتُ. The second gift I brought for you is consignment, and you have a satisfaction. If you have satisfaction, it's better than sabr.
Yeah, yeah.
If you are satisfied, whatever you Allah gave to you, that is better than sabr.
Yeah.
Then say, that's only gift you brought for me. Is there anything better than that? You say, yes, I have better than that. You say, ma huwa. ويحسن منه فقلت وهو الرضا means I have the better gift than qanaat which is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
Whenever you do, if you feel pleasure, if you feel you are doing something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, raza, satisfaction better than this raza means in any condition you leave, if you feel satisfied and you feel pleasure in that, then that is better than sabr and better than qanaat means contentment. And then third thing he said, that's only if you brought for me, there's any better than that? Jibril said, yes, I have better than that. He said, what is the better than that? When he said, وَحْسَنُ مِنْهُ وَقُلْتَ قَالَ الزُّهْدُ. Yes, I brought the better gift, which is the zuhud. Zuhud means piety. If you just live in this world for sake of hereafter, that is the zuhud. Whatever you have, you are satisfied with that. And also you are using for the goal of hereafter. That is the zuhud. Zuhud is a very big definition. I don't have time to go into that. But zuhud means someone live in this world using whatever he has for the hereafter. That is the zuhud. And the best example is Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
And after that he said, well, that's only if you brought from him, there's anything better than that. فَقَالَ أَحْسَنُ مِنْهُ فَقُلْتُ مَا هُوَ فَقَالَ الْإِخْلَاسِ. I brought the better than zuhud is ikhlas means devotion. If you're devoted to God, if you're working everything for His sake, that is better than zuhud. Because that is like the one step ahead than zuhud. Zuhud means someone like the just make a shell around him. He not go forward, right? He just satisfy whatever he had. But ikhlas means whatever he has, he tried to utilize for the others. Ikhlas means whatever he do, he just doing for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He have no intention then making the Allah's raza or making the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appear his pleasure, asking for his raza. The next thing he said, that's the only gift you brought for me. He said, yes, I have better than that. He said, what is that? He said, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْهُ فَقُلْتُ مَا هُوَ. What is that? And he said, قَالَ الْيَقِينَ. The better than that is knowledge, is a firm faith. If you firm faith, this is better than all these things I brought for you. Then Prophet is not satisfied. He said, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْهُ فَقُلْتَ مَا هُوَ. You say, do you have better than that any gift? He says, I do. You say, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْهُ فَقُلْتُ مَا هُوَ قَالَ قَالَ دَرْجَةُ. You see, then Jibril say, I want to conclude everything in one thing. If you got that thing, then you're going to get everything I mentioned before.
Yeah.
You say, what is that? You say, if tawakkul Allah. The last thing I brought for you is tawakkul Allah. Means if you put your trust in God, then you're going to achieve this all thing together. You know, and Prophet, what you're going to achieve? He said, just if you have trust in God, then everything going to be easy for you. You're going to get sab, you're going to get the like the qanaat, you're going to get raza, you're going to get zuhud, you're going to get ikhlas, and then yaqeen means knowledge. And again, you're going to get the raza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means Allah going to be happy from your work. So that thing, you see, that's the main thing. If we establish our community on base of ikhlas, on base of sabr, on base of raza, base of zuhud, and especially base of tawakkul ala Allah, then there is no difficulty we're going to see. Why? Because everyone working toward one goal, which is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Satisfaction in and out going to come around us. And why we have to think about each other? The main cause is that because Prophet mentioned in many ahadith, if some Muslim say, and he is not engaging himself in other Muslims' affairs, not thinking about their betterment, he is not considered a true Muslim. So when we spend our time, day and night, for just our own betterment, our own like means and manners, that means we are selfish. We are not doing something for others. But if we really think about others, then Allah shower His mercy upon us and we get more than whatever we try to get from our own selves. that main thing. So there's like the many ahadith mentioned in the riwayat about it. It is really a big occasion. And there are several things. Now, one thing in that thing, this hadith is not over. This is a very like long hadith, but I mentioned this last part because I have limited time. Then Prophet didn't stop here. He said, no, you have to explain what is the qanaat. What is the actually the tawakkul ala Allah, and he explained everything. So which the last thing is very important for us. So let me just explain that thing for you, and I conclude my speech, and inshallah that will be base for us to work together and find the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we achieve our all working together, not only to live together and help each other, but that unity only fruitful if we have a common goal to achieve the rizayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his pleasure. So then Prophet said, "Qul tayyajib al-ilo, ma tafsiru tawakkul al-Allah." What is the like the explanation of tawakkul al-Allah? Qala al-ilmu bi anna al-makhluq la yazurru wa la yanfa. You see, you have to have complete knowledge. No creature going to harm or benefit you. You are not going to get any harm or any benefit from creature except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he go forward, say, well, al-istimalul yas min makhluq. You have to cut off yourself from other makhluq. They are doing something for you, it's good. If not, you don't feel like the... Then he said, I said, O Jibreel, what is the like the meaning of the putting trust in the God? Jibreel said, knowing that his creatures like neither harm nor benefit anyone. They neither give nor withhold anything. Then he said, one must like the stop having hope in the creature. When a man like possess these positions, he will not do anything except for him, means for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The main thing is tawakkul Allah means whenever you do something, your main goal is that you are doing for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You all work day and night. Anything you are working for gaining the desire and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he said, then he like go forward and explain the last thing, and he have no fears of anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then whatever hope he have complete hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he have complete hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his mission will be successful, because then he becomes successful or unsuccessful, he don't feel bad. Why? Because he's not doing for the sake of the people. He's not going to for sake of his own pleasure. He's doing for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he do something for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his all work give him a deeper satisfaction, which is he got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a gift. So one thing is, like, number one, when we establish our community, we have to establish on the base of knowledge, base of unity, base of like the helping each other, and also we have to bring these all the values and virtues inside us. So then that blossom out, that bring a beautiful and healthy community, which helping him, each other, and also giving a good outcome to others. So we have to bring these things in. We bring this thing, and automatically we have that. And that's possible. Sometimes we think, how it possible, is possible or not? I just mentioned a very small story before. I am within 1 minute. You see, one of his, one day he was just mentioning from his father. He said, one very beautiful story. You see, one like person in Najaf, he's a merchant. And as he was selling his merchandise, a merchant, he was just walking in the street, and he saw like a small kid, he's on the roof and he's falling down. Since he saw this kid is falling down from the roof, he just showed his hand and just make a just sign to just stop there. And all the people were watching him. He said, oh, he's a merchant. And what he did, as he showed his finger, the kids stopped from falling. He just remained hanging in the air, he comes slowly down, and then he saved his life. All people gather around him and say, you are a valley, you are like a chosen one, what happened? What you did? You say, no, I'm a simple merchant. I'm just sell my like the goods on the street. You say, how come when you show your finger, a person, a kid, he was falling down from the roof, he stopped there. You saved him. You say, I done nothing. I am just an honest person, number one. I do my ibadat on time, and I never did anything against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I never done something against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I obeyed him all the time. Today I ordered something, and due to the qaza qadr, Allah obeyed my prayer. He accepted my prayer, because I accepted all the rules in my life. So today I asked something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah accepted from me. That is a simple thing. When I am obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everyone going to be obedient to me. If I am not obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I cannot make anyone to be obedient to me. Thank you very much, inshallah. That's we have for today. I hope I have a basic information about what we have to think about, inshallah, and on which direction we have to go forward. Thank you very much, inshallah. Pray for all of us, Allah give a success in the way Allah and our Imams want to see us, inshallah. Thank you very much.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.